doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I haven't seen you in ages. Last time I saw you, we were having a Red Bull in a pub somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds probably right.
You're not old enough to drink, so I have to say.
I am now.
But you wasn't, was it? You were really young then. So how's life?
Really good, thanks. Yeah, it's a bit crazy, but you know, it's bound to be a bit crazy.
Are you able to walk down the street like in Malvern, your old stomping ground, and be okay?
Yeah. Malvern's fine though, everyone knows everyone, don't they?
Do you see much of Mr. Cowell?
Yeah, now and again when he's in his office.
Does he actually sit on his bum in an office for more than 5 minutes?
Not really, you know, he's a busy man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, what about the other judges, much of them?
Nah, none of them.
Not even Cheryl?
Nah.
I thought you were like best buddies on the show.
Oh, behave.
It's all for the cameras, isn't it?
Now, after X Factor, we heard that you were talking to Will.i.am about signing his record label in the States. Was that true or was that just a gossip from the newspapers?
That is a false. I always knew that I was going to be with Psycho.
But you have been in the US recording and in fact all over the world. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been back and forth to Miami and LA and then Sweden.
Now, you have been working with Red One producer, haven't you?
Yeah.
So is there going to be a song where you, at the start, like, you know, the Sugar Babes, everybody else goes, Red One!
You know what? I feel really bad to disappoint you, but I do not do that.
Oh, do you even mention him in the track?
Nah.
I bet he's gutted.
Nah, I don't know. I just don't want to be the same as everyone else, innit?
Now, it's a well-known fact, Cher, and it gutted me when it kind of happened, that you've got what you call haters and you've had some negative press.
Yeah.
Has that affected you?
It would affect me. It would affect every person, wouldn't it? You know, if someone said something really nasty to you and everyone was on at you being really nasty, it probably affects you.
Mm.
But there's different ways to deal with it. I could either rant and rave about it and always go on about it, or I could just let it go over my head, and that's what I do.
And I know Jessie J, because I follow you on Twitter, she was sticking up for you as well. What was that like, to know that someone like that's sticking up for you?
It's lovely. It's really, really nice of her.
Now, apart from the haters, if they're not haters, they're a brat. This kind of like Gaga's got her monsters, you've got the brats. Where's this come from?
Simon always used to call me a brat, and he still does. It was either brat or trouble. Fans started calling themselves brats.
So thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Si.
You don't sound like a brat.
Not think.
No.
Do you know what, Cher, from meeting you and knowing you, you are one of the sweetest and most innocent girls I have ever met, honestly. But what happens with you, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you hit the stage, this fire just comes from you. You just give it your all, don't you?
Yeah, and of course, that's the only time when people actually see me. So it makes it really difficult for me to explain to everyone that being on stage and being your everyday normal person, they're two completely different people.
All right, Cher, we're going to hold it there for the time being, but we're going to come back. Roisin wants to become more street, so I'm hoping you can help her out with that, because honestly, Cher, this is the woman who's 30, yet looks like her mum.
Thanks for that.
That was harsh.
That's really harsh.
But it's true. More from Cher Lloyd after this. You okay to hang about?